What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, as we all know, HMT is a well that will never run dry. As long as there are bad marriages, as long as there are men who are suffering behind closed marital doors, there will always be a small, even though it's getting larger, but a small percent of men who will decide, you know what? I'm at the end of my rope. She's pushed me beyond my limit. I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Like the man in this article that was published on the 13th of March. Houston man, covered in blood, was arrested for allegedly offlining his wife with an iron. Ladies, let me express this to you. I know that the vast majority of you won't listen, but anything, and I do mean anything, including everyday household items, can be turned into a deadly weapon by a thoroughly enraged man. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! On Wednesday, Houston police were called to a house just before 7:30 a.m. in the 5100 block of Emma Forrest Street in the central northwest area of Houston. The call was for a quote-unquote suspicious event. When police arrived, 34-year-old Chance Chavez was standing in the doorway with his hands up. He had blood on his arms, legs, and clothing, according to police. He was placed in the back of a patrol car and officers searched the house. Police found 32-year-old Kristen Chavez unresponsive in a bedroom. The investigation revealed she had suffered blunt force trauma to her body and was pronounced deceased by paramedics. Chavez was arrested and booked into the Harris County Jail. He is being held on a $500,000 bond. Police and court documents did not reveal a possible motive for the homicide of Kristen Chavez. Quote unquote, if he bonds out of jail, he is to not have any contact with anyone else who may have lived in the household or any member of his wife's family. He is not allowed to possess any firearms, ammunition, or weapons. He will have to submit to a random urinalysis. He is not allowed to use, possess, or consume alcohol or drugs. He will also be required to be electronically monitored and will have to comply with stipulated curfew and rules. He will be considered under house arrest. Well, well, well. No motive. No, I think there was a motive. He's just not talking about it yet. Gentlemen, as we all know, a man does not just go from A to D. It doesn't work like that. There has to be a chain of events for that man to go from a calm, everyday, law-abiding citizen to become an absolute murderous monster. No, something was going on behind those closed barrel doors. But hopefully he will say, this is why I did this. But then again, society really doesn't care about what drove him to the act. They only care about punishing him for the act. And as we all know, gentlemen, whatever a man is suffering, this society doesn't care about. Mm-mm. No. Man suffering? Oh, that's every day. Get over it. A woman is suffering? Oh, we got to stop the entire damn planet. Yeah, right. No. No. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? What more do I truly and honestly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the home. Gonna give it a 10. Method of execution, the insidious iron. I'm gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact, doesn't talk about anybody else in the house, so I'm gonna go ahead and give this a 30. For the brutality factor, blunt force trauma, yeah. If he'd have gave her a clean headshot, that could have been a one and done. But no. Mm-mm. What happened to her was definitely prolonged. So I'm going to give that a 45 as well. And I'm going to give him a score of 20 for the uniqueness factor. I have not heard of anybody getting taken out by a common household iron. So, yeah, once again, ladies, a pissed off man can turn anything into a deadly weapon. So Chance, a.k.a. he gave her no chance, Chavez gets a score of 150. Gentlemen, we all know this. So many men are living in absolutely horrible marriages. And yet, we continue to have a society that tries to gaslight men and say, we need to go ahead and still get married. Oh, no. Gentlemen, as you all know, even though I am still a legally married man, I am 100% against marriage, especially in the West, especially in America. With how fucked up all these laws are, no. Yeah, I've said it before and I will say it again. Any man who gets married in these modern times deserves what happens to him. My own son included. Yeah, I hate for him to go through it, but you know what? That's a path that he's got to walk on his own. And God forbid, if they go through a divorce, I'll be there to help him through it. But still, he still decided to get married. So he put himself into that lion's den. He decided to walk onto that minefield. So if he gets blown up, hey, it is what it is. But yeah, gentlemen, yeah, there are so many men suffering behind closed marital doors, to the point that when a man finally does explode, society's like, oh my God, you're the bad guy. No. Me becoming the bad guy is only the result of things that were going on that I could not get the proper help for. Yeah. But as we all know, gentlemen, there will be more bloodshed. Believe you me, as more and more men in relationships, marriages decide, you know what? This woman has become the bane of my life, and I'm going to take action. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out there, you women in relationships, who still believe that no matter what you do to your husband or boyfriend, that he's supposed to just sit there and take it. You better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in this society will always go out. Feminism, which you think is going to be there to protect you, that's going to go out right along with it. Because more and more men in relationships, the vast majority, they're just walking away. They're just like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out. But, like I'm going to maintain, there's going to be the ever so increasing number of men in relationships who say, you know what? Nah, you've pushed me beyond my limit. And on goes the mask. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.